Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we head to Helsinki, to one of the city's most recognisable landmarks. Built in the 1930s, Hotel Turni has witnessed the highs and lows of Finland's history, and to this day remains the tallest building in the city's downtown district. Monocle's Petri Burtsov tells us more.
The 70-metre silhouette of the Torni Hotel stands out from the otherwise low-rise downtown of the Finnish capital, Helsinki. Its architecture is reminiscent of the early American skyscrapers, giving it an imposing, almost frightening look when set against the neoclassical and Art Nouveau look of the other downtown buildings. Opened in 1931, Torni quickly became one of Helsinki's unmistakable landmarks. It was designed by local architects Jung and Jung, and when it opened, it was a unique building in many ways. It consisted of 13 floors, more than any other downtown building at the time, and it was the country's first building with fully integrated electricity. Perhaps the best example of Torni's avant-garde spirit was the landing pad on the hotel's roof for the Graf Zeppelin, the world's longest and largest airship at the time. The Zeppelin's passengers would enter the hotel through a narrow chute on top of the building, which is still visible in the hotel's popular penthouse cocktail bar. When it opened, Torni was met with a mixture of pride and controversy. It symbolized modernity and progress for the young nation that had gained its independence from Russia just a decade earlier. But its ostentatious looks and unusual height were criticized by many who deemed that it stuck out like a sore thumb from its surroundings. The rapid progress of the 1930s came to an abrupt stop when the Soviet Union invaded Finland in 1939 and a bloody conflict that later became known as the Winter War ensued. Because of these wars, Torni would rise to national and international fame. During the war, the heroics of the vastly outnumbered and poorly equipped Finnish army against the mighty Soviet Red Army quickly won the hearts and minds of international audiences and became a standard feature in daily news bulletins in the Western world. Torni established itself as the pied-à-terre of numerous international press corps who had gathered in the Finnish capital to report on the war. But it was only after the war that Torni became an iconic building that every Finn recognized. And not for good reasons. Finland had suffered a bitter defeat in the war after having allied itself with Nazi Germany. The victor nations of the Second World War, the Soviet Union more than any other, were suspicious of Finland and decided that it needed to be watched over and controlled. An Allied Control Commission was to be established in Helsinki, consisting mostly of Soviet soldiers and diplomats. As Torni looks like a watchtower keeping watch over its low-rise surroundings, it was a natural choice to house the commission. For 3 years, Torni was the ultimate symbol of Finland's humiliation by the Soviet Union. Any decision Finland made could be vetoed and overturned in the blink of an eye by the Soviets residing in Torni. When the commission finished its job in 1947, they had left Torni in ruins. Much of the original artwork and the famous Arabia design was broken or stolen. Bedsheets had not been washed for years and cleaning had been overlooked. Torni, much like Finland as a nation, had been humiliated and needed to be restored to its former glory. An organization called the Knights of Torni was established to look after the hotel and help it regain its status. Torni was restored, new restaurants and bars were opened, and it didn't take long until local artists and those in power started hanging out at Torni again. The Knights of Torni still exist today in an unofficial role to safeguard the building's legacy. Today, Torni is one of the most popular hotels in downtown Helsinki, and its penthouse bar a popular drinks destination. Helsinki has changed a lot since Torni was built. New high-rise districts are being built, and there are many more luxurious hotels than Torni. But in downtown, Torni still is the tallest building of them all.
You're You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Petri Burtsov for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.